Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Queen is said to have had enough of Meghan and Harry. The Mirror reports the 95-year-old monarch has reportedly ordered senior aides at Buckingham Palace to plan the fight back after repeated criticism from Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Her legal team is calling on libel and privacy experts after a sense of enough is enough. A source told The Sun, "The feeling coming right from the top is that enough is enough. There is a limit on how much will be accepted, and the Queen and royal family can only be pushed so far. They are getting lawyered up. Harry and Meghan will be made aware, and no repeated attacks will not be tolerated." The source claimed the royal legal team are speaking to firms who have expertise in libel and privacy. They claimed the legal team could also get in touch with publishers of Prince Harry's upcoming book to request an advance warning of its content, as well as the right to reply. And yet, Omid Scobie, out promoting the paperback edition of Finding Freedom, says Harry and Meghan's relationship with Her Majesty is stronger than ever. Scobie told Good Morning America, "They have nothing but love for her. Of course, we saw them name their daughter after the Queen's very nickname, so that really gives us an insight into that close relationship." Scobie also said that having Archie gave Meghan and Harry the courage they needed to step away from the royal family. They were quite afraid of the consequences of stepping away, and Archie was what gave them the energy to stand up for what was right for them, regardless of what the consequences were. As we have seen, those consequences have been pretty major. A new extract added to Finding Freedom has been revealed by People magazine in the US, and it appears to comment on the response from the palace towards the racism claims. The excerpt reads, "Those three words, recollections may vary, did not go unnoticed by the couple, who a close source said were not surprised that full ownership was not taken. Months and little accountability have been taken," a pal of Meghan's added. "How can you move forward without that?" Hitting back at reports that the couple were criticizing the Queen, Omid took to social media and tweeted, "Back at this rodeo, and predictably words are already being twisted." The comments made by a source, a detail some outlets have purposely ignored, was about a lack of ownership from the royal institution as a whole. There's no attack against the Queen anywhere in the book. It is disingenuous to suggest there has been some kind of new development on this topic. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Scobie says Prince Harry booked a one-way ticket to the UK for Prince Philip's funeral in the hope he could come together and talk with his family. "There was a feeling this trip might also present an opportunity to come together and talk without the filter of staff as go-betweeners, a number of whom the Sussexes had come to discover were behind many of the media leaks they dealt with as working royals." But Harry probably wouldn't have had a problem getting home, as one can always hop on a friend's private jet. The Daily Mail writes, "Eco-warrior Prince Harry touches down on millionaire friend's £45 million private jet after polo match. He took the two-hour flight, which could have emitted as much as 10 tons of CO2, shortly after he was pictured on horseback at the polo. Harry made a surprise appearance alongside his close friend Nacho Figueres by hosting a charity polo tournament in Colorado for his Center Bali charity over the weekend. Harry previously attracted criticism for taking 4 private jet flights in 11 days, including to a climate change summit in Sicily. Royal author Tom Quinn said after his latest private jet trip, "This appears to be enormously hypocritical given all his talk about climate change. Harry seems to see himself as someone who guides the rest of the world and that his own behavior isn't relevant. It's a huge blind spot." In case you're wondering, Harry scored 2 goals as the Center Bali team ran out 3-0 winners in a round-robin format with 2 other sides. And the charity said it has raised nearly £2.6 million, which is a new record for the tournament. The outdoor sports match was held to raise funds for the charity's work supporting vulnerable children in southern Africa who are impacted by extreme poverty, inequality, and the HIV/AIDS epidemic. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.